Ewan, the movies are back.
Talk about being back. You're back. Stephanie Curtis.
Yes,
you're
here back. I am. I am back for a brief while. The State Theater in Ely, Minnesota, not only is showing movies at night, they are showing matinees of The Iron Giant. Oh, I'm so happy the movies are back.
Friday afternoon, that means it's movie time. That means it's time for the Cube Critics.
What is piquing your interest this week?
There is a documentary about a living legend, Rita Moreno. She played Anita in West Side Story. She has been most recently in the remake of the classic Norman Lear comedy One Day at a Time, or The Electric Company from the 1970s. Rita Moreno has had decades and decades of success. She's won Emmys, Tonys, Oscars. She's an EGOT winner. You know, she's got them all. Grammy, Oscar, Tony. But she's never been a superstar. She's just always been there on the sides of American culture. She is the subject of a new documentary. It's called Rita Moreno, Just a Girl Who Decided to Go For It. I love that title. And it's by a director, a Puerto Rican director named Mariam Perez Riera. And you don't have to be a super fan to really enjoy this documentary. It is surprising. It's interesting look at Hollywood, but it's also a really interesting portrait of a woman who just keeps going and keeps going and finds new ways to be interested in life and get something out of life. And there are twists and turns in it that you don't see coming. I guess that's what a twist and a turn is. You don't see them coming. I really enjoyed this, and I wasn't expecting to like it as much as I did. I highly recommend it. Go see it, even if you aren't a musical fan. What did you see?
Well, if you are a musical fan, you should see the Sparks Brothers. Do you know about Sparks?
Oh, the musical guys from the 80s?
The band, yes.
Yeah, I know them.
Not just from the 80s. They actually got started in the 70s. Two brothers, Ron and Russell Mayle, who basically set the UK alight. And this is an Edgar Wright movie, the guy who made Shaun of the Dead and Baby Driver. And he has been in love with this band forever. I must admit that I was part of this weird thing that happened in, I think it was 1974, when this band appeared on Top of the Pops in the UK. This is pre-punk. These two guys got on and sang a song called This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us, and they freaked the entire country out. I mean, a quarter of the country was watching this, and a lot of people assumed they were from the UK, but in fact, they're from California. They have been playing ever since. They have influenced everyone from Beck to Neil Gaiman, who are all in this movie. They're known as the best British band ever to come out of America. It's an extraordinary film. It's maybe a little long, but if you're a music head, you will love to see this film. It's called The Sparks Brothers.